Dear God in heaven, we thank you for this Holy Ghost meeting. We thank you. We yield to the gifts of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. We yield to the leading of the Holy Spirit. And here ears to hear, here and eyes to see, and souls to understand, because our spirit is already connected. We thank you all over the world tonight. People will come to a place of peace. Yeah, and power. And understand that you got them covered. Have your way, give me utterance. Let the anointing be strong. We give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you may be seated. These Holy Ghost meetings bring me and my wife back to many years of traveling all over the world to be in the Holy Ghost meeting. And we had a wonderful time this morning.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we had a wonderful time. Amen. Yes, I see a lot of y'all here this morning. And we are depending on the Holy Spirit to help us tonight.
Yes, sir.
Now, this morning we began to teach on or yield to developing intimacy with the Holy Ghost. I guess that'll be the overall theme. Many have many more moves to make to get closer to the Holy Ghost. Yes, but the Holy Spirit showed me something for tonight to go along with that. And I want to bring you there now because I think it will clear some things up. And I want to use the subject tonight, how shall this be? How shall this be? That's a Holy Ghost statement. How shall this be? Say that. How shall this be? You know, you come upon some things and you don't know how it's going to work out. But the Holy Ghost never come upon that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So if I connect with him properly, my how should this be is over.
It's over. Yes, sir.
It be in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Sometimes we get caught in technologies and internet and man's wisdom. And don't realize that the Holy Ghost always got an answer.
Yes, sir. Yes, always.
But I saw this, and I want to show it to you. Look in Luke 1, 34. Luke 1, 34. I saw this. The Holy Ghost said, I want you to, in his Holy Ghost meeting, I want you to look at some things and explain some things and let me talk. Mm-hmm. All right. Then Luke 1, 34, then said Mary unto the angel. See what she said? How? You underline that. How shall this be? Now, in this Holy Ghost meeting, we're going to clear up all how should this be.
Yes, sir.
I mean, from this day forward, you will never run upon something you don't know how it's going to be.
Yes, sir.
That intimacy with the Holy Spirit, he knows.
Yes, sir.
He knows. He got an answer for everything. We just have to learn how to flow, how to yield, how to trust him.
Yes, sir.
But here she asked this question because this is an impossible scenario.
Uh-huh.
Normally, I told you about the young man sitting in my office, my oldest son, and the young man said his girlfriend was pregnant, but she never had sex with him. He said she never had sex, but it was with him.
Right.
And so my son looked at me, you know, he was younger then. He was a man, but he looked at me and said, Daddy, what kind of, you know, and I could see it on his face, what kind of question this is? Or how stupid you can be?
Yeah.
She's pregnant, but she never had a man. Uh-huh. Well, number one I know about that is Mary.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, and I know she wasn't, her name, he wasn't Mary. Her name wasn't Mary. But the angel had spoken this to Mary, and it's not normal.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, it's out of socket.
Yes, sir.
See, now we've had things in our lives that have been out of socket.
Yes, sir.
We prayed about them. We quote scriptures about them. But I think in this Holy Ghost meeting, you're going to be more capable of handling things at a greater speed and a stronger dimension. Write that down. Greater speed and a stronger dimension. Matter of fact, thank you, Holy Ghost. It's time for your suddenlies.
Yeah.
It's time for your immediately.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Lord.
I'm tired just reading about it.
It's
time for your straightway.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's time not to wait 6 months for everything.
Yes, hallelujah.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because I believe, I know faith. You got to hold your faith, hold fast to your confession of faith without wavering, for he's faithful that promise. But I also know faith can knock it off right in a moment.
Yes,
sir. I mean, I almost want to talk about instant faith.
Yes,
sir. Soon as you say it, it happened.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yes, we didn't put it off and put it off, put it off. But I mean, you don't need to put it off. Put it on.
Put it on. Yes, sir.
Are you following me? Now, notice what they say here now, because this is a puzzling to her, but she got to switch the rim. Mm-hmm. Intimacy with the Spirit is always switching rim. Mm-hmm. Switching answers. Mm-hmm. Switching solution. See?
Yes, sir.
Did you get that?
Yes, sir.
See, in the Spirit, your answers are different.
Yes, sir.
When the Holy Ghost is flowing, your answers are not normal.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, your action are not normal. Therefore, your manifestation are not normal.
Wow.
See?
Yes, sir.
So then said Mary unto the angel, how should this be, seeing I know not a man? Now, I could mess with you a while, because most of the time, the Holy Ghost is blocked by men.
Right.
Have our eyes on man too much and men too much. And,
yes,
and certain things, they got this modern time, they think they got the answer for everything.
Right.
But they've been made a liar.
Yes, sir.
For the last year and a half or two, they've been lying. They say, no, not now, what you gonna do?
Yeah.
See? Well, trust the Holy Ghost.
Trust the Holy Ghost.
See, I trust the Holy Ghost.
I trust the Holy Ghost.
See, you need to say that every now and then. It will shake all the shackles trying to get on you.
Yeah.
I trust the Holy Ghost.
I trust the Holy Ghost.
He'll come through for me. And he can handle it.
And he can handle it.
See, now, don't quote that. We're not just saying words.
Yes, sir.
See, I want these things to get down in your spirit beyond. See, your soul will block you from moving in the Spirit. And your senses will block you.
Yes,
see, Satan operates through your body to your soul.
Yeah.
He operates backwards.
Yeah, right.
And if you catch your soul not in contact with your spirit, that's why you take over it.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Seeing I know not a man, that's good. You know not a man. There's a lot of time when you're dealing with something, it's good you don't know no man to give you no answer. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
But then, in the 37th verse, I got two more things I want to show you, but in the 37th verse, an answer come up. An answer, a Holy Ghost answer. See, you can't believe this without the Holy Ghost.
Yes, yes, yes.
For with God, nothing shall be impossible.
Yes.
You can read that and quote it and memorize it, know where the verse is, know where the chapter is, but do you really have it?
Yes.
You're not going to have it.
Yes.
The only person can deposit that in you in reality is the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
You can quote it, you can sing it, you can say it, but I mean, when you need it, can you have it?
Yeah.
But it's there for you.
Yes, sir.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Now, here's another thing I want you to see. If you want intimacy with the Holy Spirit and you want things to happen supernaturally, look at that 38 verse. Luke 1:38. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Now, notice over in John Gospel, chapter 3, again, you remember we read this morning about that which is born of the flesh is flesh,
right.
And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit, in verse 6, John 3, 6. And we are here in this Holy Ghost meeting, and we're coming to a point of how should this be? Now, I want you to notice in the ninth verse, Nicodemus still confused, just like Mary was confused. And just like you're going to be confused if you're not in the Spirit. Look in the ninth verse now. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, after he told him, you know, that was just born. Here it is again.
Yeah.
How can these things be? Now see, this is what this Holy Ghost meeting want to clear up in your life.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this it want to bring you to a point that you never come to the point to know how you're going to get out.
Yeah.
Are y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
You never come to the point of how you're gonna get in.
Come on, sir. Mm-hmm.
You see, because when you talk about how can this be, the answer is going to come in a few moments. Very clear. I mean, the Holy Ghost gave it to me in about 3 seconds. Very clear. The answer. Here, that's twice now that Vax, you know, about her being pregnant without a man. And then this educated man, Nicodemus, now won't know how you talk about, I've already been born. He's talking about, can I go back in my mother's womb? See, he's in the flesh. He's in the physical. He's in the intellect. He's in reasoning.
Yes, sir.
But then the preacher, Jesus, had to take him back in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
He asked, how can these things be? Uh-huh. You know, and you'll be overshadowed by the Holy Ghost. Now, that's the second time. Now, the third time really should give you an answer. I pray that the impression of the Spirit show you this. I saw it clear.
Yes, sir.
Those two questions.
Yes, sir.
One was asked by Mary. You saw that one, right?
Yes, sir.
And they're both spiritual questions.
Yes, sir.
They're both beyond the natural.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. But that's what you're about now because you're a Christian.
Yes, uh-huh.
If you're functioning out of your spirit, but what the enemy trick you is to function out of your soul.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Wow. See?
Yes, sir.
All right, now. Go with me to John 16. John 16 now. I want you to see this. In verse 12, we have to leave there tonight. You're a born again Christian, right?
Yes.
Most of y'all filled with the Holy Ghost and speak in tongues. Huh?
Yes, sir.
I just spoke suddenly, immediately, and straightway over you.
Yes, sir.
That's Holy Ghost word.
Yes, sir.
You can't have a Holy Ghost meeting without suddenly.
Yes, sir.
Because of disrespecting the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Straightway, immediately. But you know the church don't have much of that.
No, sir.
You know why? Lack of expectation.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
You know why? Lack of visitation.
Come on. Yes, sir.
You know why? Lack of meditation.
Yes, sir.
You know why? Lack of waiting. Waiting on him.
Waiting.
Yeah, waiting on him, and then waiting turned into suddenly.
Yes, sir.
Straightway.
Straightway.
Immediately.
Immediately.
We need to see some of that.
Yes,
well, signs, wonders, and miracles.
Yes, sir.
Gifts of the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
you expect anything?
Yes, sir.
Now, I know sometime in your life, if you've been here any time, there were scenarios that come up, and you were praying. And you had your scripture and you went to church. But you still was wondering about how it's gonna work out. If you didn't, if you never had that, you're lying. I try to say it a nice way, but you just flat foot lying. We all have gone through that. We have prayed, but we still wondered how can this be?
Yes, sir.
Are you following it? I mean when the Lord called me that morning. I was sitting in a big yellow chair. He called me and told me, I want you to preach my gospel. My question was, how can this be? I had a son in the gospel. He had a younger son. I don't know how old he was, about 16. And he told his son, said, I'm going with Apostle, and I want you to preach Sunday morning. The boy said, how? He never had preached before. I spoke to Darnell. It was his first time preaching. I just trapped it on him. 2 days before he preached. I said, you got it, son. I'll see you. He said, how? In essence, he didn't say it verbally, but I know he was saying on the inside. I did the same thing to Shauna. I said, yeah, you got it Tuesday. She said, son. I said, you got it Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, all the Thompson going to preach. I'm going to give Carolyn one time. I'm going to hit her. She need to preach too. Amen. Hallelujah. She got it in her. Been around me all these years. Hallelujah. I know she wearing an anointing more than anybody, my anointing. She sleep with me, glory to God. She ought to be wearing that anointing. But I wanted you to notice here, in this, how can this be, or in this intimacy with the Holy Ghost, in which I believe the Holy Ghost will wrap his arm around us tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Notice the 12th verse, Jesus still the speaker. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. That means that person was not capable of being in the intimacy with the Holy Spirit as the church can be. Because the Holy Spirit had not come as he is today. Are you following me?
Yes.
And so Jesus said, I'll talk to you to a certain level, but there's a certain level you can't go.
Yeah.
Now, the church shouldn't stay at that level.
Right.
And so the next verse now, watch what happened. Now, you remember we had two how?
Yes, sir.
Notice here in verse 13. What the first word is?
How be it.
Oh, hallelujah. How be it.
How be it.
See, you see that?
Yes, sir.
No, some of y'all don't see it yet. I done talked here 10 minutes. Y'all still don't see it. You come to, now, let me read the rest of the verse and maybe you'll catch on. How be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come. He has come, hasn't he? He will guide you into all truth. In other words, he's the Spirit of truth.
Yes, sir.
For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you how things could be.
Yeah.
Things to come.
Yes, sir.
He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall, verse 14, show it to you. That's what intimacy with the Spirit is, yielding to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is showing you things you can't see yourself.
Yes,
that's 1 Corinthians 2:9-10.
Yes, sir.
Right there in your notes. All things, verse 15, that the Father has of mine, therefore said I, that he shall take of mine. He's saying it again now.
Yes.
I notice in verse 14, the end of verse 14, what it says? The end of verse 14, what it says? Uh-huh. And the end of verse 15, what he said? See, it has to be shown to you.
Yes, sir.
Because it's in another dimension.
Yes, sir.
But everything you desire, everything you need can be shown to you by the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Right now, up in here, right now, every person under the sound of my voice,
yes, sir.
Anything you're dealing with,
yeah.
Anything you need to know, it can be shown to you by the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Why? He knows everything.
Yes,
see? But with religion, you get to operating in your soul. And your soul will trick you. Your soul act like it's your spirit, but it's not. Your soul is supposed to take orders from your spirit. Your recreated human spirit so it's supposed to be connected to the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost, your recreated human spirit, your soul, then your body, and then your lifestyle.
Yes, sir.
That's the way it got to go.
Yes, sir.
Because your soul is only self-consciousness without the consciousness of your spirit.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
And so a lot of time we're living unconsciously. We're Christian, but we're unconscious.
Yes, sir.
Unconscious of our power.
Yeah, yeah.
Unconscious of the glory.
Yes, sir.
Unconscious of miracle.
Yes,
see, something God permit to happen for you to get a miracle.
Yes, sir.
Here's another chance,
another
for God to show himself strong on my behalf. Anybody here?
Yes.
Yeah, don't worry about what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
Don't worry about what you're dealing with. God can handle it,
yes,
but you got to know how to tap into it. This is what this Holy Ghost meeting about.
Yes, sir.
Tapping into going beyond how be it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're going, how be, you see, how can this thing be? And then he tell you how be it. It's in the spirit.
Yes,
it be in the spirit and it'll happen to you.
Yes.
Be, hallelujah. Be in the spirit and it'll happen to you. Glory to God. Be, you see, don't be soulish. Yeah, don't be just emotional, but be in a believing mode. Glory to God. You heard that? You heard that? Yeah, be in a believing mode. Say it. Be in a believing mode. And see, that's why we need to preach things over and over and over again. You don't get it the first time. You don't get it the second time. You don't get it the third time. I do so much praying, I come back and preach something new. Preach something new. Preach. Lord said, you got to start going over some of this stuff. They're not getting it the first time. Faith don't come by having heard.
Right.
Faith come by hearing and hearing and hearing. Why? Knocking the crust off. Knocking the dust off. Knocking the films off.
Yeah.
That it can get down in your spirit.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes.
Once it gets in your spirit, you got it.
Got it.
Yeah, because in your spirit, you're going to hear things,
yeah.
You're going to see things,
yeah.
You're going to understand things,
yeah.
And you're going to move in another realm.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Let's deal with this. The work of the flesh versus the fruit of the spirit must be discerned.
Uh-huh.
Write it down because you think you got it. The work of the flesh versus the fruit of the spirit must be discerned.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
If you're going to operate in the how be it, know how it's going to be. Uh-huh. And know that you can have, get blessed suddenly, immediately, and straightway. I like to, for lack of better words, fumble in the spirit, fumbling around in the spirit. Yeah. See, you fumble around before you get in the flow.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now, I watch it. I watch, you know, if I used to watch my dad, he just fumble around in the spirit. And then all of a sudden, you can see it.
Yep.
When it come on, the glory come.
Yes,
you see? But most men don't want to fumble because they don't want you to know they got infirmity.
Right, right.
And so the spirit can't use them. So the spirit said, go ahead and educate it on out. And go on rhyming on rhyme, say some rhyme, say some poem, but you never get in my real power.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
See, we move too fast in the spirit because we're not in the spirit.
Wow.
See, the soul have given you a substitute emotion, but the spirit never connected yet.
Wow.
Come on, boss. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll find that we'll build a choir and have musician in the years to come. I don't know how long it's gonna take.
Yes, sir.
Because I don't want no soulish stuff up here.
Yes, sir.
Have been blocking my anointing for years.
Yes, sir.
I mean, people did good. I love them, you know. But my God, I never the anointing have appeared back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Like never before, Larry. Like never before.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I feel so much present of God's presence. Oh, my God. My God. Turn to Galatians chapter 5 for a minute. Galatians chapter 5. How shall this be? In other words, you from now on will be able to know how it can be.
Yes, sir.
Because there are going to come some things that you're not going to be able to figure out. You're not going to be able to, you're going to search the scriptures. You're not going to get no answers. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, y'all got quiet.
Yes, sir.
You're not going to get no answer because the answer there, but the scripture are in the spirit. Uh-huh. All scriptures are in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
So if I'm going to use scriptures that are in the spirit, I need to be in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Well, we're not beating on you. We're raising you up. We're not telling you don't love God. We're not telling you don't know nothing. But we're telling you there's always more. Yeah, yeah. You got to know that. You got to keep digging.
Yes, sir.
You got to keep searching.
Yes.
And you have to know there's always more. You have to know you never arrive here. You're always growing. You're always going to another level. I mean, sometimes people settle down because they're a good Christian. They're not running around. They're not cussing and not thinking. They settle down, but there's always more.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, here we have in Galatians chapter 5, you got to know. I got it, Lord. You thank you so much. You got to know when the flesh is flowing or the fruit is growing. Yeah, he just told me that. You got to know, a lot of time, the flesh growing, the flesh flowing, or the flesh flowing, mm-hmm. and it make a substitute of the fruit growing.
Yes, sir.
And so you think the flesh is the fruit.
Wow. Yeah.
And so you don't have the power you need when you need it.
Right.
Now, just that right there,
yes,
if you would meditate that, came fresh from the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
You think you're bearing fruit, but it's your flesh flowing.
Yes,
the fruit not growing.
Yes, sir.
How many can see that?
Yes, sir.
How many know sometime along you've been through that? I've been through it.
Yes, sir.
Still go through it.
Yes, sir.
See, because Satan, he give us a substitute of a flesh flow and put two scriptures with it. So, I mean, we got it. I got two scriptures with it. Oh, my. That's God. I'm not getting no result now, but oh, God, I got it. Hallelujah. No, you don't have it.
Yeah. That's good.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Let's grow tonight. What you say?
Yes,
let's grow. You can ask the question, is this a fruit?
Uh-huh.
Or is this my flesh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes.
Here in Galatians 5, let's look at verse 18. Galatians 5:18. But if you be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Now the work of the flesh, the works of the flesh are manifest. Which are these? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, vengeance, immutilation, wrath, strife, sedition, hearsay, envy, murder, drunkenness. You know, just everything. And all such like this, in verse 21, of thee which I tell you before, as I've also told you in the past, that they which do such things should not inherit the kingdom of God.
Right.
But you know, the enemy, even though we saved, he can pull us over in that area.
Yes, sir.
If we don't know the difference between a spirit and a counterfeit.
Yes, sir.
If anything you need during these times is wisdom and discernment.
Yes, sir.
Don't move too fast.
Yes,
sit down.
Yes, sir.
Let God talk with you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying? Don't get in no hurry. Just sit down. And then let God talk with you. Amen?
Amen?
Now notice here, but the fruit of the Spirit in verse 22 is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. You notice that? You see that? So am I operating in the fruit of the Spirit, or am I operating in the fruit of the flesh? That's what you got to ask yourself. I mean, we all got to do it, preachers and all. I mean, because we all can walk in the flesh.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Now, those of you, let me go back over a few things, and then I'll go to, I just got over the introduction this morning. And I'm going to go over, I'm going to read it to you, the introduction, then I'm going to a point. I'm going to start going down the line for a while.
Yes, sir.
What a privilege given to us to be able to get closer and closer to the Holy Ghost on a daily basis.
Amen.
I need some amen on that.
Amen.
Well, what a privilege. I mean, you're never there. You always got room.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost said, I got 50 more thousand things I want to show you.
Yeah.
In that spirit realm, it's so vast.
Yes, sir.
See, don't sell her because you know 19 scriptures. Don't sell her. Shout the victory. Always know there's more.
Always
know there's more.
Yes, sir.
You know, we don't talk about it enough, but this boy said, no, there's a miracle.
Yes, sir.
His wife stood for him.
Yes, sir.
Doctors give up on him. Walked away from the table. She said, let it, and her and this other girl said, wait a while, let us pray some more.
Yes, sir.
The boy came through, and he's sitting here today.
Yes.
That's years ago.
Yes,
I talked to some of the doctors.
Yeah.
The doctors said, we never seen this.
Yes,
I talked to older doctors and younger doctors walking down the hall with a real educated doctor.
Yeah.
She said, I got to be God. We were through.
Yes,
we were through. So we got something to shout about. Our brother didn't leave you early.
Yes,
because of the Spirit of God.
Yes, sir.
Because of Romans 8:11.
Yes,
the same Spirit.
Yes.
That raised Jesus from the dead to raise you off a deathbed.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
But we got to know that.
Yes, sir.
It's only time Satan can take over is when you give up.
Yes.
And when you think God can't do no more about it.
Yes, sir.
But that day is over for you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, notice this. We talked about, and I got to get everybody here to hear this, and some online. Y'all don't tell me how many online, y'all gonna get fired. Acknowledging your infirmities is a grand entrance into intimacy with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
And we saw that in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. I'll give the scriptures out. Now, ignorance. Now, you do know you got some ignorance, right? Yeah, I know you don't want, but you do know that, right? When it comes down to the spirit, you do know. You might know your alphabet, but baby, this is a little deeper than your alphabet, all right? So I'm up here, your pastor up here, I know I got some ignorance. When it comes down to what we're talking about now,
yes, sir.
I need some help.
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all need some help?
I need some help.
All right, say hallelujah then.
Hallelujah.
Ignorance and intelligence versus inspiration. See, in this arena of the Holy Ghost, you have to be inspired.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
See, inspiration,
yes, sir.
Revelation,
yes, sir.
Demonstration,
yes, sir.
Manifestation, all of these are realms that all of us are qualified to walk in.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Ignorance. From one dimension, ignorance and intelligence. Not just ignorance, but intelligence.
Yes,
stop the inspiration of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
yes
sir.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because the Holy Ghost, when he's really moving, he'll tell you to do something completely odd to the system.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
That's why we got to have faith.
Yes, sir.
You know, he tell you to do something odd to the system. The system say, don't do that. We never done that.
Yeah.
You know, that's when you jump and do it.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we go on. I say to you, consider, apply, and dig deeper always. Place your present in divine hand. Place your problems in divine hand.
Yes, sir.
Place your pursuit in divine hand.
Uh-huh.
Put everything in the divine hands of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Whoa! Put everything in the, the Holy Ghost got hands.
Yeah.
In the divine hands of the Holy Ghost. Jesus' ministry was a success because he placed everything he did in the divine hands of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Matter of fact, he didn't go out till the Holy Ghost came in the form of a dove. Then he started out.
Right.
He was led in the wilderness by the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Same spirit that Jesus ministered under, we got it in us.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Yes, sir.
And then again, he said to us, the Spirit convert the image of your faith into physical reality.
Wow.
And the Spirit keep your thoughts in the path of truth.
Wow.
And then always be available. What I say?
Always be available.
To the divine intention of the Holy Ghost. Now I got intention plural. He intend for you to win.
Yes, sir.
He intend for that problem to be solved.
Yeah. Yeah.
He intend for that sickness to leave.
Yeah. Yeah.
He intend for you to live your full life.
Yeah. Yeah.
He intend for you to have joy.
Yeah.
Yeah, his intention for you to have be multiplied with peace,
yeah,
multiplied with love,
yeah,
and multiplied. His intention in the midst of the problem, in the midst of the disaster, he still wants you to have joy.
Yes, sir.
But you got to trust him.
Yes, sir.
Say, I trust the Holy Ghost.
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 Every day.
Every day.
For the rest of my life.
For the rest of
thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Say it like you mean it. Thank
God
for the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, here's another one that he gave me. Always turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. Always be aware of your insufficiencies. And it puts you in a realm where you depend on him.
Yes, sir.
I can't see nothing, I can't hear nothing, I don't know nothing, but I trust him.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Always be aware of your insufficiencies. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you that ye always having, woo, hallelujah. Look at that, having, woo, having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. So you all sufficiently supplied.
Yes, sir.
When you know how to flow in the supply of the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, say, I have all sufficiency,
I have all sufficiency
in Christ Jesus,
in Christ Jesus,
in the cross,
in the cross,
in the blood,
in the blood,
in the resurrection,
in the
ascension,
yes,
in the seated position,
yes,
and he sent the Holy Ghost back to me.
I
have all sufficiency,
I have all sufficiency
in him. Can you see that?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Yeah. Now, you know, to operate in these things I'm talking about, you're going to have to operate in faith.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Not you can't operate just feeling.
Yeah.
You got to operate in faith. You got to have faith. You got to believe the gospel. Believe that God is rising you to another level
yes, sir.
In the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
I'm rising to another level in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I'm rising to another level in the Holy Ghost. Don't be scared to say it. I'm rising to another level in the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
In the Holy Ghost.
In the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
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 In the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
I'm riding to another level. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now.
Lord. My life will never be the same.
My life will never be the same. Hallelujah.
Now, let's go into revelation that the Lord gave me about this meeting. This meeting was called by 3 o'clock this morning.
Wow. Yes, sir.
I heard Holy Ghost meeting. I said, I went back, try to go to sleep. Holy Ghost meeting. 4 o'clock, 4:30, I'm still laying up there. My wife's sleeping. I'm laying up there. Holy Ghost meeting. Well, I finally was convinced.
Yes,
Holy Ghost meeting.
Amen.
Now, this may seem simple to you. Turn to Acts chapter 2. It may seem simple, but it's strong. It's strongly in my spirit right here now in Acts chapter 2. The statement that I'm going to make, that I believe the Holy Ghost spoke it in my heart. And you know that you're familiar with the scriptures. Now, I know that I say familiar. I didn't say you were fruitful.
Yes, sir.
You know, that's a little different, you know. And it's not put down, it's a put up. Because what my job is to keep pulling you.
Yes, sir.
Keep pressing, you see. Well, this statement need to be written down, because they're going to be very important to you.
Yes, sir.
Stand full of the Spirit at all time by choice.
That's
Acts chapter 2. Stand full of the Spirit at all time by choice.
Yes, sir.
It's a choice.
Sure.
It's spending time with God.
Yes, sir.
It's, you know, if you want to always have the Spirit of God on you.
Yes, sir.
My daughter, I have one daughter, she's crying. She came to me and said, Dad, I understand now. After all these years, I understand. She read a book about, one book I had about being in his prison.
Yes, sir.
And the Holy Ghost came on. He said, Dad, I know why you like you all the time. You stay in the prison of God, don't you? I said, yep. Oh, no. I don't want to be out of his prison.
Yes, sir.
Oh, no, no. I'm watching television. I'm in his prison. Yeah, I'm not turning the prison loose for nothing.
Yes,
I'll be on the computer. I'm in his prison.
Yes, sir.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Once you get that type of hunger, oh, you're going to enjoy some moments. Visitation of the Holy Ghost. The church haven't really experienced this. Now, that's why I mentioned his name. Dad Hagen was such a strange fella in their midst. He spent Smith Wigglesworth, F.F. Byworth, they were strange in the midst of the church because they're men who stood in the presence of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
They're in the presence of God, hungry for more.
Yes, sir.
Never finished.
Never
miraculous, spectacular thing happened in their lives. But yet, there's not, it's still, I've had so many spectacular things happen in my life. God chose my wife, chose where I built my house, chose the house, went to the engineer, the house was side the wall. Never asked a man nothing. I said, who house is in my house? Come on, I'll show you.
Yeah.
I'll come back and build it.
Yes, sir.
Why?
Chose my aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
All of my children and grandchildren 100% in the ministry with me.
Yes,
men around the world asked me how I did it. I didn't do it. God did it. I'm not saying they're flawless, but they're flowing.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Those in case you don't know, that was my son who did the prayer and the one who sung. That was my son.
Yes, sir.
Blood son.
Yes, sir.
From a boy. I got them in my office. They all got their foot on a shelf when we was dedicating these grounds. Now, mom, my daughter, my three sons, they got their foot on that shovel. Right in my office, I got a picture of it. One of my Darnell was a little baby, a little boy, about 5 or 6 years old. Been in, and none of them never got away because they see the functioning of the Spirit
yes,
all the time. I'd sit with them. We'd be sitting around talking. All of a sudden, I get a revelation. I shared. We got a family. What do you call that family thing you type to one another? Family text. Family text. Yeah. Group, huh? Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I get a word from the Lord. I mean long word. Not no three sentences. Like 8, 9, 10, 12 sentences. Boop, I hit the button. Send it to him. Yeah, send it to him. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, stay in the spirit. Now, notice here in Acts 2.
That's all right.
And when the day, verse 1, of Pentecost was fully come.
Yeah.
Now, here's very important if you want to function in the spirit. And they were all with one accord in one place. Well, we here, aren't we?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Aren't you here?
Yes, sir.
Well, he never stopped doing it. If you get in one place and be on one accord, he'll do it again.
Yeah,
yeah, he'll flow in another dimension. Yeah. Well, when our hearts lock together.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There it is, verse 2.
Hallelujah.
You get in one place and one accord. Look at verse 2. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. Notice the house got filled first. That's why a lot of time we miss it. We get in atmosphere that the Holy Ghost can't move. Now, my brothers and sisters, I had no art, but sometimes we sing ahead of the Holy Ghost. And we sing ourselves in a fidget, and we go to flopping around, and the Holy Ghost haven't said nothing yet.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Come on, sir.
He said, when you respect me, I'm going to say something.
Wow.
When you let me move, I'm going to say something.
Yes, sir.
Wow. You got to stop trying to move me. Let me move you.
Wow.
I had the answer to your problem, but you jump up and start jumping and dancing before I talk to you.
Wow.
And you're left without your answer.
Yeah.
You're left with sweat in the clap.
Yeah.
Wow.
When you come to a meeting like this, you're supposed to leave with the glory.
Yes, sir.
You're supposed to leave with more than just a story.
Yeah.
You're supposed to leave with the glory.
Yes.
God's presence, not just a scripture.
Yeah.
You need to have a scripture dancing all around you.
Yes,
come off them pages.
Yes,
and make your situation alive.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we got to stop this soulish stuff. I believe in excitement. I believe in shouting. I believe in dancing. I believe in running. I believe in laying on the hand. I believe in falling out. I believe in all that.
Yes, sir.
But when I get up, I won't just have a fallout.
That's right.
You don't pay. So the house was filled. So the Holy Ghost meeting atmosphere has something to do with it. When the four winds start blowing, when the fire start burning and glowing, when the rain start falling, and when the river start flowing, that's when you're getting in the atmosphere where the Holy Ghost can heal somebody. Hey, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. See, Jesus can't move without the Holy Ghost. Jesus. So we have to create an atmosphere. I tell pastors, just wait on the atmosphere. Don't worry about if nobody moving. Don't worry about if nobody saying amen. Just keep teaching the word. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues. Oh, my. Like as of what?
Fire,
say it with some fire.
Fire.
Lord, light my fire right now. With the Holy Ghost.
Light my fire.
Right now.
With the Holy Ghost.
You know what I heard? We're about to burn some things up. See, when that fire lit, trash burned.
Yes, sir.
When that fire lit, Satan
don't
want to come too close because he know he's going to hell.
Yeah.
And that fire in you represent hell for him.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
But you got to have it burning.
Yes, sir.
Glory.
Like a fire, notice verse 3, and it set upon each of them.
All right, now.
Set on me, Holy Ghost. And it's set upon each of them. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And it goes on further. It filled the house. It's set upon him, the Holy Ghost, or he did, and goes further. And verse 4, I remember my day. I remember the Baptist boy preacher. I got filled with the Holy Ghost. I remember my first word, pa-ta-ta-ta-ta. I said, good God Almighty, what is this? What is this? I had a Baptist girl come. Her dad and I was good friend. She was having some family problem. And she come to me to share with some wisdom. We was at my house. So I told her, let's pray. When she got on her knees, she said, come on, that Tasha Kota. I said, what in the world is this? I'm the preacher. She said, head out about ta 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 ta. She had her answer right there, you know, because I didn't know what she was talking about. So I got on there with her. And I started. I got filled with the Holy Ghost. Nobody laid him. I got filled with the Holy Ghost. See, the Lord knew this day was coming. And so I didn't know what it was, so I want to know if this is really real. So I got on the lawnmower. And I rode about an hour trying to see if I still can do it. Cha ta ta ta. But I prayed all day in the Holy Ghost. In the Holy Ghost. See, you can pray in the Holy Ghost recklessly and don't get nothing. You got to pray with expectation. And you got to listen, because I get a lot of words when I'm praying in the Holy Ghost, because I don't want to do all the talking. God unfold mysteries when you're praying in the Holy Ghost. Mysteries in your life, mysteries around you. Yeah, he unfold mysteries. What I say he do?
He unfold mysteries.
Yeah. Some things can't be solved in your life because it's still a mystery. Yeah. But the Holy Ghost unfold that mystery to you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, amen. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. What good is being filled with the Holy Ghost if you don't speak in tongues?
All right. Yes, sir.
But notice at the end of that verse now. Then I just, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Thank God for the utterance of the Holy Ghost. Some of my best moments been praying in the Holy Ghost. My. Sometimes I'll be praying in the Holy Ghost and take off running through the house. Sometimes I drop my Bible, I'm just gone. But the power of God come. I'll be out under the, what that thing I know y'all did it?
Gazebo.
Yeah, I'll be out there under there sometime and get happy.
Yes, sir.
Praying in the Holy Ghost. Yeah, the Spirit everywhere. Now, he ain't just up in here.
Everywhere.
He in your backyard, child.
Yes.
You got to get with him. Hallelujah. I feel him coming up in here now.
Yes.
We got to get with him. Get with the Holy Ghost. Get with the Holy Ghost. You won't want for no good thing.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost can do everything for you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. I believe I'll get with the Holy Ghost right now.
Yes.
I believe I'll dump everything I need to dump right now in the Holy Ghost lap. I believe the Holy Ghost is working on my behalf right now. Hallelujah. Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
You have no unsolved problem.
Leave the problem alone. And go. Yeah. And go to the answer. And then say, I believe I receive. Hallelujah. There's nothing the Holy Ghost can't handle. Filled with the Holy Ghost, filled with fire, speaking in the spirit realm. Yet tell Kolabasa, calling things that be not as though they were. Speaking to mountain in another language. I dare not say you praying in the Holy Ghost, you're talking to mountain too. Mountain moving while you're praying in the Holy Ghost. Yeah, rivers are flowing while you're praying in the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. Problems are leaving while you're praying in the Holy Ghost. Power coming while you're praying in the Holy Ghost. Your answer is there when you're praying in the Holy Ghost. When you're praying in the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Fire burning, rain falling, the wind blowing.
Yeah.
When you're praying in the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
The wind from the west, the east, the north, and the south is blowing when you pray in the Holy Ghost. I remember, I think it's in a Baptist song, I got it.
I got it.
I got it. I got
it.
Glory to God. I got it.
I got it.
What you got? I got the Holy Ghost. What else you got? I got my answer.
Yes, sir.
I got my victory.
I got my victory.
I got my glory.
I got my glory.
I got my joy back.
I got my glory.
Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. I got my peace back.
I got my peace back.
In the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost is there, all that leaves, you see. All that mess leaves.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's look at one or two more before I close. Hallelujah. We got all these marriages straight up in here. Now, y'all know what to look for now. If y'all come up with that foolishness, go sit down somewhere and get yourself together. Now, I want you to hear this in the spirit. Start in a flow that cannot be denied. Start in a flow in your life that cannot be denied. Then John 7:37, there it is. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Then he told him what he's talking about. Look at it, it says, in the last day, turn to John 7:37 quickly. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Look at the 38th verse now. Hallelujah. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Rivers. Not no creek. Rivers. And then the 39th verse, I think, says something that we need to hear. Yeah. But this spake he of the Spirit. I mean, it wouldn't let you figure it out. Where they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. See now, if you let somebody who against the baptism of the Holy Ghost and talk in tongue try to interpret that scripture, take them to the 39th verse.
Yes, sir.
Because in the 37th and the 38th verse, they're going to give you all kind of argument. See, just because you don't have it don't mean it's not there. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. I'm glad I talk in tongues. Because sometimes a whole lot of things I can't handle in English. Then I don't want the devil always to know what I'm talking about. When I pray in the spirit, he don't know what I'm saying. He gets so confused, he have a demon force. What are you saying?
Yes, sir.
Starting a flow that cannot be denied.
Yes.
See? You got it? And then we just was in John 16. Seeing through the eyes of the Holy Spirit at all times.
Wow.
Seeing through the eyes of the Holy Spirit. Well, you know, the scripture tells us in 1 Corinthians 2:9, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the thing that God has prepared for them to love him. So if you're only physically looking at it, or if you're only trying to scripturalize it without the Spirit, he said, the words that I speak unto you, not the words that I speak to us or them. You got to stay with it till you hear his voice yourself.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying? That's why Joshua 1:8 is so strong. That's why Psalm 1:1-3 so strong.
Yes, sir.
Because they stayed there till the Lord spoke to them.
Yes, sir.
So it sometimes looks like scripture is not working because you have not let them work on you first. You might be the problem.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
See that? See how y'all looking all down? You might be the problem.
Yes, sir.
The scripture might not have to go to the other person.
Yes,
isn't that something now?
Yes, sir.
I was with you, man of God, up to this moment. No, most of the time it is you. Because if you're more mature, and sometimes you're more mature than the other person, you need to shut up. Just shut up. Everybody in this church should be prospering.
Yes, sir. Everybody.
Just pay attention.
Yes, sir.
You got example before you every day, spirit, soul, and body.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I've been trying to tell you everything I know, everything I've done, I've been trying to share it with you.
Yes, sir.
Because I don't say it every day because I don't want you to play with me, but you know I love you.
Yes, sir.
And I want you to win.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
So, if you love somebody, you got to fuss at them every now and then.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Got to tell them that's not right.
Yes,
and see, when you get mad, don't get mad.
Yeah.
Go clear it up.
That's right.
Yeah.
If you have a pastor that don't upset you at all, you don't have a pastor. And why you might not say nothing, you know. Like Glenda, she real quiet. Well, why you saying that? Every now and then something gonna come up. It's supposed to come up.
Yes, sir.
That's right, sir.
Yes, sir.
I supposed to rub you wrong every now and then in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
You heard him say in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
In the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So put John 16, 12 through 15, seen through the eyes of the spirit. He see things and he show it to you.
Yes,
we read it twice. He show it to you, right?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Supernatural revelation is the spark to demonstrations of the spirit. Supernatural revelation is the spark to demonstrations of the spirit. Now you got that in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1 through 12. Paul laid it out. He said, I'm determined not to know anything among you but Jesus Christ and him crucified.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Now you're going to have to live a crucified life first.
Yes, sir.
Continually, daily.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Take up your cross daily.
Yes, sir.
See, I know we want to run to the resurrection. No, you can't run now.
Right.
No, you got to get crucified.
Yes, sir.
Paul said in Galatians 2:20, you know what he said? I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And the next verse says, I will not frustrate the grace of God trying to go to the resurrection without being crucified. The reason you had to be crucified daily is because you live in a flesh vehicle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And you have a soul that is not born again.
Yes, sir.
You have a mind that is not born again. You have imagination that's not born again, and Satan will use it if you're not in the spirit.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Well, supernatural revelation is the spark to demonstration of the spirit. I want to look at one or two verses. Go to 1 Corinthians in closing. Go to first. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Did you get anything?
Yes, sir.
Praise God. I mean, a lot of things coming. I don't know if you got it, but a lot of things coming towards you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I feel it in the spirit. It's being released up in here. Yeah, your life shouldn't be the same after this Holy Ghost meeting. No, you ought to be able to handle things better.
Yes, sir.
In the spirit.
Yes, sir.
See, one of the things I don't want, and one of the things that happened to us in Romans 8:1, we'll come back there, Romans 8:1, there's no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Now, yeah, watch it, you got to qualify.
Mm-hmm.
You got to qualify now. Just because you're in Christ Jesus don't mean you're not going to be condemned.
That's right.
See, wow. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. The next verse tell you why. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death.
Yes.
It goes on and on. If you corner,
mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
If you corner, you're going to walk in the flesh,
right.
And Satan going to rule your life going to church and all.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
See, he said it. Romans 8 is one of my favorite chapters.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it tell you, nay, and all these things, I'm more than a conqueror.
Yes, sir.
But it tell me how to do it. Have my love impact, have my soul impact with love.
Yes, sir.
From the spirit. Actually, to really flow here, you have to, now this is going to sound damaging, but it need to be. Good stalwart Christian souls are in prison.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You're angry about something, somebody rub them wrong. What is Psalm 142:7? The psalmist holler, get my soul out of prison. And then you read Psalm 143, you'll see why his soul in prison. He don't let the enemy persecute his soul.
Yes, sir.
Somebody talk to you wrong, and you're all upset now. And you're praying in the Holy Ghost swinging at him.
Wow. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's why he's trying to set you up, you see. Don't let him do that. Keep that soul. David messed up. David cried out in the first psalm. First thing he says, create in me a clean heart. He's saying, create in me a clean soul.
Yes,
then renew a right spirit in me. Because you see in Psalm 143, when your soul is persecuted, your spirit is blocked.
Yes, sir.
Wow. It can't flow. Your healing can't come to your body.
Mm-hmm.
Your money can't come to your hand.
Yes, sir.
And your love can't come to your nest.
Yes, sir.
Because you're too contrary. I got to close. Turn to 1 Corinthians. Let me close there. 12.
Hallelujah.
1 Corinthians 2. I'm sorry. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sure quiet in the house of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
How many of you all know there was time that the devil wasn't in your way, you was in the way. And you're binding the devil. The devil said, I didn't do it. Go look in the mirror.
Yes, sir.
I just done tricked you to believe that I'm doing it. I really can't handle you.
So true.
Wow, isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
He know it. I really can't handle you. Because see, the devil know the Bible.
Yes, sir.
He read Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpent and scorpion, and the power of the enemy do you no harm. He knew we got authority over him. But also in Revelation 1:10, to do that, John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. You got to be in the spirit to be in your position. You can't be in your soul. You can't be in your senses.
Right. Yes, sir.
It's not a sense realm. It's the spirit. Your five senses cannot walk here.
Yes, sir.
Thank God you got five cents, but they're not working here.
Yes, sir.
You got to flow in the spirit. Yes, sir. All right, let me try to close here. 1 Corinthians 2. I'm going to get there. Hallelujah. I'm going to get there.
Hallelujah.
Glory. There's one verse I want to read. I want to read three or four, but I'm going to read one. 2:13. 1 Corinthians 2:13. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. And notice what he said at the end of that voice. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
Wow.
You see that? That is very important. See, the Holy Ghost is your teacher.
Yes.
Now, if you're a man or woman of God not anointed, you're just wasting your time going to church.
That's true.
Yes, sir.
All right. See, because look at 1 John 2:27.
Uh-huh.
1 John 2:27. See, a man can't really teach you if you're not in the spirit or he's not in the spirit.
Right. Yes, sir.
There's an anointing both of us are supposed to be wearing.
Yeah.
I wear the speaking anointing, you wear the hearing anointing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's why I members got to know I'm not going to ever shut up.
Yes, sir.
When so I'm praying, I done pray for you all day long and I ain't going to tell you. No, if you at this church, I'm going to pastor you. If you at this church, oh yeah, I'm going to pastor you. I'm going to get in your business. I'm going to stay in your face.
Yes, sir.
So Marvin, you stay at your house. Don't come tell me nothing. I don't want to hear it. Got a good wife. Don't come tell me no stupid stuff.
Yes, sir.
Let's go in the back room and cry a little bit and come back out. And I wasn't only talking to him. I just used him as an example for every one of y'all in here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, pastor has to pastor, or he gonna get in trouble.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And I have to watch over you all because there's some more stuff coming.
Yes, sir.
And y'all got to pray for y'all make a decision.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Yes, sir.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm not condemning. I'm not condemning, but I'm protecting you and directing you and sometimes correcting you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm here for.
Yes, sir.
Why should you come to this church and spend your time, put your tithes in here at this church as a ministry and I don't minister to you? No, absolutely, that's not going to happen.
Yes, sir.
It's not going to happen. Now, if a man just throw, a woman just throw stuff out at you, they don't love you.
Right.
Just say, go ahead on with your bad self. Go ahead on.
Yes,
no, ain't going to happen here.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No, 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 no. No, no, no. Word of life, I want you to go to the max.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You may have to go through some things. All of us go through some things. But it's not what you're going through, baby. It's how you're handling it.
Yes, sir.
And this meeting here ought to cause you to handle things better.
Yes, sir.
Because the question you should say, come on, Junior. The question you should ask, what the Holy Ghost saying about this?
Yes, sir.
Say, what the Holy Ghost?
Yes, sir.
Anything you're dealing with right now, I want you to ask the question, what the Holy Ghost,
the Holy Ghost
is saying about this?
Saying about this.
He has the solution.
Yes. He has the solution. Yes, sir.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question. You ever saw Jesus' puzzle?
No, sir.
About what to do?
No.
You know why? Because of the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
You got the same rights.
Same rights.
Same power.
Yeah.
Same wisdom.
Same,
same understanding that Jesus had when you know how to yield to the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Say it one more time. Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Stand on your feet. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Say it again.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost is working on my kids right now. Some things I know about.
Some things I
don't know about. It might be something coming I don't know about. But because I'm right here now, the Holy Ghost is working it in my favor. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! It's working in my favor. Amen. Come on, sir. It's working in my favor. Right now.